Thank you, Mr. Kester. Yes, I am ready. Good morning, everybody. I got a question for you, all of you, and if this applies to you, raise your hand so I know how many of you there are. How many of you grew up in a Catholic church? Ooh, that's all? Wow. Okay, that's enough. Don't want to have too many of you. And how many of you who grew up in a Catholic church are familiar with praying the rosary? Okay, good. And those of you who aren't familiar with the rosary, I'll give you a quick overview of it. Because, you know, the Lord talks about vain repetition. Don't pray. Use vain repetition to think you're going to get my attention more. Paraphrase, of course. But the Catholic Church, actually, they didn't come up with this idea. The pagans also used beads, prayer beads, to worship their gods. But the Catholics decided that when you pray the Lord's Prayer, you should say it as fast as you can so you can get through it. I don't know if you ever noticed that. If you've ever been through a Catholic funeral, you probably have noticed. Your Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And on a Catholic rosary, I couldn't remember if there were 5 or 6 Our Fathers. I know there's at least 5 because it's at the beginning of every decade, I think they call them, where you got a Our Father followed by 10 Hail Marys. Now, if you do the math, you realize God the Father is not getting a lot of attention here. And what they're praying is vain repetition anyhow, so he's probably not even listening to them. But to think that Mary gets 10 times as much attention as he does, you know, you got to think, what's up with these people? So, I'm not going to teach you how to pray the rosary. I'm going to teach you a little bit about the Our Father that maybe you haven't thought about before in the sense of meditative prayer. So that's my goal, my SPS, is to show you what meditative prayer can be like. Instead of just rushing through the Our Father, just say, I did it, I got it done today. I can go out to work now or go wherever because I did my Our Father. No, what I'd like to do is take you slowly through the Our Father or the Lord's Prayer, however you look at it, and hope that you glean something from this. Okay, we start out, Our Father who art in heaven, holy and righteous is your name, and greatly to be praised. You are the Lord God. There is no other. Apart from you, there is no God. So these are kind of things you could make up your own. But instead of just rushing through it like the Catholics and Protestants do, you take time to meditate on what that first phrase means and each phrase within the prayer. So we pray for your kingdom to come and your will to be done on the earth as it is in heaven. So we know when Christ returns to the earth, number one, he will resurrect the dead saints. They will have spirit bodies. He will quicken the living saints, that is, change them to spirit bodies. He'll take all the saints up into the clouds where he is as he's approaching the earth. Then he's going to take all the saints, both the resurrected and the quickened, he's going to take them to the Mount of Olives, where he's going to begin the process of weeding out the chaff from the wheat. After he has put down all rebellious mankind, or the rebellion of mankind against him, and after Satan has been locked in the bottomless pit, he will establish the kingdom of God on earth and restore all things. And his peace will eventually cover the whole earth. Can you imagine the Catholics saying that 5 times on the rosary? Okay. In the meantime, while we're waiting for him to come, this is what we can be doing. Praying, give us our daily bread. That is everything we need for living and godliness. Provide the food, water, clothing, and shelter that we need, both physically and spiritually. We all know what physical food is, but let's think about what spiritual food is for a while. Spiritual food, of course, would be the Word of God. We are to eat the Word of God daily. That is, study the Scriptures, meditate on them for our Lord. Water, of course, symbolizes without the Holy Spirit, we are nothing. We can't do anything without the Holy Spirit. So we're praying for spiritual water, the Holy Spirit, to live within us and to help us produce the fruit of the Spirit. Spiritual clothing. This looks like it might be a tough one, unless you know your Bible, which is what the saints will receive, white linen, white robes, represents the righteous acts of the saints. So while we're on the earth waiting for Christ's return, we obviously need to be busy doing something, and that is the righteous acts which He has actually created for us from the beginning of the world. Hiding ourselves in God. Anybody have a clue what hiding yourself in God means? Nobody? I thought you'd all have that one. Well, in the Psalms, and I didn't write down any other scripture chapters and verses, but in Psalms there is a psalm in there where David says to hide Him and hide yourself in God in the shadow of His wings. So how do you hide yourself in God? It's through prayer. You pray every day, you're drawing closer to God, and you're hiding in the shadow of His wings. The wings represent God protecting us from anything and everything. So even if it's not time to go to a place of safety yet, you're still being protected now while we're going through trials and tribulations. Then we get to the part where we ask God to forgive us. Forgive us our sins, Father, as we forgive those who have sinned against us, and as we confess our sins to You. Excuse me. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. The evil that Satan broadcasts into the world as he roams the earth seeking whom he may devour. And since his broadcasts permeate the society around us, help us to shun that society, not become friends with it. Keep our distance so that we do not become like them. Help us to overcome the evil that lies within us, that is, within our human nature. As the days grow darker and more evil, which if anybody can't see that, that's exactly what's happening now. The days are darker, getting more evil. Help us by the power of the Holy Spirit and Jesus living in us to overcome all of this evil, because they, meaning Jesus and the Holy Spirit, are more powerful in us than Satan in the world. And that's all we have to remember. That's a key thing, but they are more powerful and we can trust them to deliver us from evil. So you have lead us not into temptation, followed by lead us into Your kingdom. For Yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, now and forever. Amen.